Good day to you, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you up-to-the-minute insights from your trusted financial services online, your one-stop solution for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Starting with the motoring sector, Peter Stevens Motorcycles, a household name since 1970, finds itself grappling with a Titanic-sized debt of $65.9 million. The company, once a powerhouse with franchises like Ducati and Triumph under its belt, has entered voluntary administration, impacting its workforce of 400 strong and countless patrons spread across their 15 dealerships. The weight of the debt can be attributed to outstanding payments, including employee entitlements tallying up to $1.6 million, customer deposits of $2.13 million, and a substantial $4.5 million due to the Australian Taxation Office. Westpac is looking at a shortfall of $7.6 million as a secured creditor. Business hasn't halted, though. The dealerships remain functional under the stewardship of administrators Craig Shepherd, Michael Korda, and Andrew Knight as they navigate this storm, pushing pause on online trade and exploring options for potential acquirers. On to the merger and acquisition landscape, where regulatory challenges paired with valuation mismatches have triggered a slump. A staggering $40 billion in agreements have fallen through, marking this year as having the highest collapse rate in 15 years. Case in point, the $18.7 billion bid by the ADNOC Consortium for Santos, a potentially historic all-cash offer, teetered due to tax implications and looming rejection from the Foreign Investment Review Board. This phenomenon is not an isolated one, reflecting the larger trend of transactional hurdles impacting M&A momentum. Business owners, take note. The way forward will require well-executed due diligence and honest engagement with regulatory bodies to sail this stormy sea. Contrastingly, it was a sunny year for Australia's Clean Energy Finance Corporation, which celebrated a record-breaking investment of $3.5 billion in clean energy and grid infrastructure. Doubling last year's commitment, this culminated in substantial grid improvements and a notable $2.1 billion reinforcement of the East Coast Electricity Transmission Link. However, we're not quite at the summit yet, as projections suggest we're heading only to a 58% green energy usage by 2030, falling short of our ideal 82% target. For businesses looking to make their mark in the clean energy sphere, this investment surge could be your launchpad. Lastly, NAB is welcoming a new Group Chief Financial Officer, Inder Singh, come March next year. Mr. Singh, with a career spanning two decades across esteemed institutions, brings a wealth of experience to this role. This change in the guard at NAB could steer its strategic direction and lending practices, making it one to watch for consumers and businesses alike. Every financial journey requires trusted insights, and the team at Financial Services Online is here to provide them. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for your financial needs. This has been Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap. Until next time, stay savvy, Australia.